officially open, and take this opportunity to welcome one of our members, officials from COFDA, dealing with disaster, and also the liaising officers from various provinces. We are also welcomed, officials also from the COFDA offices. In terms of the agenda, we'll have to expedite the processes today, because other honourable members have just indicated that they might request to be released a bit earlier. Officially, I think by that time, if we can ensure that we focus on the agenda, we'll be in a position to finish in time. In terms of the apologies for purpose of record, we have the apology from Honourable Khosi Thobejane. We got also the apology from Honourable Mutanga. Those are the two apologies that I got. Any other apology? None. In terms of the agenda, we are supposed to consider and adopt the final mandate on disaster management amendment bill. You'd recall this has been an exercise that took us some time for us to be where we are. I'm not sure from COFDA if there's anything from our side that we wish to highlight before we can deal with this matter specifically. Any other thing? None. Honourable members, this is the matter before us. We are supposed to consider the final mandates. In terms of the final mandates, we have received 9 final mandates. Remember, the highest decision-making body in terms of this matter of the Disaster Management Amendment Bill is the NCOP itself. The committee will do recommendations to the NCOP. Can I just get an indication from the House? We have 8 provinces that are voting in favor of the amendment bill, and it's only 1 province that voted against the bill. Purpose of us having this matter is just to table it before the committee. Can I get inputs from one of our members? Okay. Like I indicated, Gauteng voted in favor, Northern Cape voted in favor, Free State voted in favor, KZN, Honorable Chetty voted in favor, Western Cape, Honorable Cimbe voted against. Then you have Limpopo voted in favor, you have Mpumalanga voted in favor.
Cimbe, you go first.
Yes.
Cimbe, explain your position.
So on the basis of that, I think we'll have to pronounce as the committee. 8 provinces are voting in favor of the amendment, with only 1 Western Cape. So our purpose is just to say, let's allow them to table. Can I allow each province to table their mandate, please? Gauteng? Thank you very much, Honorable Julius. Northern Cape.
Thank you, Chair. Northern Cape supports the amendment.
Thank you very much. The Free State, Honorable Michalakis.
Thank you, Chairperson. The Free State Legislature votes in favor of the bill.
Thank you, Honorable Chetty, KZN.
Yeah, Chair, I'm just waiting for the mandate from the people. I don't see there's no KZN supporters. Thank you.
KZN?
I got the mandate, Chair. Yeah, the Chief Whip will be in favor of it.
Thank you very much. Western Cape.
Chair, I didn't even get the mandate. But
yes. Kulumamanch. What is this? Say it. Yeah. Read it, it's there. You've got the submission. Yeah.
No.
You don't say it. Yes.
Oh. No, the Western kids don't support. Don't support.
Aish.
Okay. The Western Cape, we take note.
Honorable Timbi does not support it.
And all other provinces that are not represented, because submissions were made to the committee, would ask the committee secretary to confirm their submission.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I've got one mandate from Eastern Cape. Granted.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I've got final mandate from Eastern Cape. The content reads as follows. The legislature supports the bill and the mandate of the Eastern Cape permanent delegate to the NCP to vote in favor of the adoption of the bill. Chair, the mandate reads as follows. It gives a background that public hearings were conducted and the process that was followed, and the committee recommends and confer the final mandate to the SOP delegate to vote in favor. Chair.
Thank you. Others?
The last one, Chair, is Mpumalanga, Chair.
Yes.
Thank you. Mpumalanga, final mandate reads as follows. The delegate representing the province of Mpumalanga in the national in the NCOP is hereby conferred with a mandate to vote in favor of the bill. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Julius.
Thank you, Chairperson. Is that a recommendation from the portfolio committee of COCTA or the view of the legislature? Because it states there the portfolio.
Clarity, Honorable Secretary.
Chair, I will also allow Advocate Goda to assist in this. From a practice point of view, the view this mandate has been signed by the acting speaker, and in terms of parties, it means the legislature has conferred a final mandate to a permanent delegate of a committee to vote in favor. I don't know whether I would advocate, you know, support what my interpretation, Chair. Thank you.
Advocate your advice on this matter?
I agree with the committee secretary, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Any other question on our friendly?
Do you want to
reiterate what you said earlier?
No, sir. The Western Cape, they address this to M.J. Mahlangu, not to the chairperson, current chairperson.
What
is
they?
Yeah,
you mean us.
Yeah. You must say we.
We.
Well, I hope your advice also on this.
Thank you,
Advocate. Let me welcome the advocate, who's really assisting our committees. Last week, we were with him in the executive undertaking and petitions committee. You are also welcome.
Chairperson, I also noted that it spoke about the previous chairperson. It doesn't make it, or it doesn't invalidate the mandate of that particular province.
So in essence, you don't need to question us. Let me also welcome in our midst the whip of the committee, Honorable Nzimande. You're welcome.
Thanks.
So based on the mandate and their indication of whether they support or they don't support. Allow me then to conclude this matter by putting the report as follows. Report of the Select Committee on Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, Public Service and Admin, Youth, Women and IGR Matters on the Disaster Management Amendment Bill B10B 2015 National Assembly Section 76 dated the 27th of October 2015. The Select Committee on Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, Public Service and Admin, Youth, Women and IGR Matters, having deliberated on and considered the subject of the Disaster Management Amendment Bill, National Assembly Section 76, referred to it and classified by JTM as a Section 76 bill, reports that it has agreed to an amendment bill B10D 2015. Report to be considered. Can I have a mover? Honorable Chetty?
Yeah, no, Chair. Mine was, before we go to that, I just want to find out. You did say that the finance department was going to come back to us before you pronounce on this about the unfunded mandate. At the last meeting, if you look at what it was. So I just want to know whether you're going to deal with that first before we pronounce on it.
No, Honorable Chetty, can I clarify what happened? An indication from the department was to say, particularly on the issue of the of the funding, that matter, there's a task team that has been established that is dealing with that particular matter separately from here. Yes. So now we are finally saying we move in favor of what really transpired now or not. Honorable Chetty, your concentration, please. Or are you taking the mandate? You have already sent your mandate as the province.
Yeah, no, the chief of course, yeah. So protocol demands that I let the chief of course president speak ahead of me.
Okay. Can you have a mover and second so that we save time, please? Because already provinces have already pronounced themselves in terms of whether they vote in favor or against it. Eight against one. Please, can we save time, honorable members? Can we have a mover? Per the recommendations that I've just tabled before the committee. Honorable Gumbi?
Chairperson, as the member now, we move the, I move the adoption of this.
Please, move in any second.
No, as a member of the committee.
Any seconder? Seconded. Thank you very much. Thank you. It means the bill will be tabled before the NCOC. Can we then go to item number two? Thank you very much, the department. In case you feel like remaining for the better part of the meeting, you're more than welcome. But if you feel to be excused, thank you very much. It has been a hectic exercise. For any inconvenience caused during and up to where we are finally dealing with this matter, we want to apologize. Anything that happened, any inconvenience, I hope and believe it happened while in the line of duty. Thank you very much for your support, and let's ensure that we build a better South Africa. Thank you very much. Can we then go to item number three, consideration and adoption of the report on national intervention in terms of 1B in the local municipality. Indaka local municipality, the municipality that has made a submission for invocation of section 139 subsection 1B. We met with the municipality sometimes last week. We have heard the challenges. We have heard what is the achievement that has been made from that right, I think the report is before us for finality, so that we can make a recommendation to the NCOP. In terms of the recommendation, he's saying, having been briefed on the termination intervention in terms of Section 109 of Constitution, the Select Committee, is this in Dhaka?
No,
that's not in Dhaka.
No,
it's
Mos, it's fine.
My apologies. In terms of the recommendations, it's saying, having conducted the oversight visit and interacted with the internal and external stakeholders of the municipality, the Select Committee recommends to the NCOP as follows, that the NCOP approves the intervention in Dhaka local municipality in terms of Section 109, Subsection 1B of the Constitution, that KZN MEC for Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs should table quarterly progress report on to the NCOP and the provincial legislature on the status of intervention in municipality, including the termination of the intervention report. Any amendment to the report or to the recommendations? Honorable Nzimande.
No, Chair, I'm just proposing adoption. You know, Chair, the mess that we saw in that municipality, we can be talking about it for the whole year, whether we like it or not. And, as we made observations last week, that if there were no issues of measure in the municipality, would have preferred a harsher or a more stronger intervention than a B. But Chair, I'm just proposing that Chair, let's recommend adoption of the as contained in the report. The adoption of the intervention as A1 to A B. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, thank you. Just on a point of clarity, I couldn't make that trip. So I just want to know, just for clarity, who is currently governing that municipality, please?
It's a coalition municipality.
Between?
It's NFP, it's ANC, and INCAT.
Thank you.
Yes, 776. Yeah. If my memory serves me.
Yes, correct, sir.
Thank you very much. Honorable Manopule, then Honorable Chit.
Okay, well, mine was going to be on a point of order, but I was going to say that Honorable McLachlan could not second the motion, but it's okay. He was not yet here.
No, it's fine, but for clarity seeking, I think it's more advisable that you also finish, Honorable Member, with the information. You are protected, Honorable George. On a monopoly.
Chair.
So what?
They're disturbing me.
While you are still...
I would like to recommend, but I remember that we proposed that it's not here. Recommended that the training for the councillors,
yes,
ongoing training.
Yes,
so I'm seconding with the addition that the training should be also captured under recommendation, ongoing training.
Not
Thank
only
you.
The training, you remember you also raised up the issues of women and youth desk.
Yes.
Can we amendment of two amendments? One, we are saying 30.1.3, that Salga and Cocta should spearhead and expedite the capacity building workshop for the municipality. When we say the municipality, it's inclusive of officials and the councillors. Then we are also saying, in terms of the office of the mayor, we are saying there should be an establishment, a dedicated budget, and an establishment of both the youth and women's desk. Clear, honourable members?
Yeah.
Any other thing?
Done.
So it means you are seconding with amendment to that.
Yes.
Agreed, honourable members.
Agreed.
Honourable Zimande?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, thank you very much. Can we then go to the next municipality?
Yes. Mbabazana.
Item number 4, Imbabazana.
Same.
Imbabazani, in terms of the recommendation, the committee recommends that NCOP approves. 2, we are also saying that Department of COCTA should table quarterly report and on the support provided to change management committees of municipalities during the period of the measure. That KZN should table quarterly progress reports. 2, NCOP and provincial institutions on the status of the extension of intervention in the municipality, including the termination of the intervention report. Any other thing on this matter? Can you also coin our interaction with the service delivery protesters?
Yeah.
Remember, we met with them, and finally, we agreed that the COCTA should also assist in coordination of a meeting within 14 days dealing with service delivery challenge in that municipality. And they did agree that they would ensure that they would facilitate it.
We would rather, as a province, rather see what that amendment is as a structure. I mean, as a format. Otherwise, the protest was totally unrelated, and it was out of the meeting of the intervention. So, in terms of the content of the intervention, if the observation had anything to do with service delivery, that can come in. But in terms of the protest as being a protest in terms of intervention, it's not the case, sir.
Yes. But in this case, Honorable Nzimande, we are specifically focusing on service delivery issues that have a bearing on intervention. And that is why we felt and deemed it necessary for us to interact with them, specifically on issues that are also relating to the scope of the responsibility of the administrator, particularly issues of housing, issues of electricity, water, sanitation. And I think the spirit behind this should not be seen as being punitive, but it should be seen as one way of saying, let's enhance, because out of that discussion, we also said we'll further engage with the minister regarding this particular matter. So I'm saying I agree with you that let's put it or coin it in such a way that it's not elevating protest, as if tomorrow when we get to a particular area, people should protest. But let's find a way of coining it. I think I fully agree with that notion. Can we then try and coin it? Honorable Manopo?
I'm not coining it. I just wanted to take it in, because of in the report states it mentioned that we made observation of the protest.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot just make observation without having recommendation for our observation. And I think then your summary with regards to addressing that observation, saying that what we've agreed and also proposed it, then we said to them within 14 days they must give us, and also we will also interact with the national minister as well to be able to assist them moving forward. Provincial must give us a report, the national minister also. Minister must also give us an alerting of what we have encountered at the time of our day. This has nothing to do with the intervention. It's our observation when we are visiting there. Because I think the observation covers it clearly, says it's the observation that not related or attached to the intervention. So I'm covered with your summary. With that, I'm moving for the adoption of the report. Thank you.
I'm saying, Chair, if you are recommending, let's see the recommendations. And it must then say that it talks to the observation. And I'm saying, Chair, that's what I would like to see on behalf of the province, because you see, Chair, these protests have been all over, and they are not captured as part of intervention. So we must not start things that will set precedents that will not follow through on. That's what I'm trying to say, Chair. That if it's kept as an observation, and therefore the recommendation says in the observation, or whatever, then it's fine. But this, the mandate, and even the meeting was off record. So the observation itself, if you go technically speaking, even that meeting was off the record of what of the purpose of the of what was a TCT or what was a public notice of that meeting. So in essence, it was just a more of us as public representatives doing what and doing what we are supposed to do when people are suffering, but not really on the mandate of what we were there for at that time. So it is important that we set the record straight when we do these things. And I mean, I'm talking on behalf of the province that we need to be quite clear on what we want to say and recommend in terms of this. So if we say it's an observation and that observation is because of us encountered a service delivery protest, which is always everywhere. Grahamstown had put service delivery protests. We didn't put anything. Almost in most of these municipalities where there's been interventions, the observation in terms of protest is not made, but the observation in terms of substantive or substantial matters of service lack of service delivery are observed. So I think we must take a cue in that line, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I hear where honourable demand is coming from, and especially in regards to the province. But I think we have a responsibility as well this time round, in view of the fact that it is different from the other service delivery protests. This protest was also going to render our visit to that municipality redundant. And we all remember we had a two-hour delay because the roads were blocked up. Now, unfortunately, and I've been sincere when I say this, I'm not in party politics, is the fact that at other interventions, there were service delivery protests that occurred prior to us coming into those places. This time round, this protest impacted on our visit. We all know that. We've seen it. We've got the pictures of it. The delay for the 2 hours at the Midway Garage was for us to take a decision whether we're going to continue or not. We had to make sure that we get police escort to get us in there. So, unfortunately, this time around, I'm saying, it has to be part of the report and it has to be part of the recommendation, in that if we do not do that, we're not only going to be, according to Honourable Demande, trying to escalate and make it seem like the prominence of service delivery action, but I'm saying this time around, it hindered us as a committee from doing our work, as government from doing our work. It can't be possible. So we must send a clear message out as well, that if these things happen, that we will have to ask either the minister or the spokesperson or the MEC for COCTA in each of the provinces to ensure that when we come out for these visits, that all proper protocol is observed. As we spoke about with the traffic officials, the pop on duty for us, because this is what we are impacting on. Most of these municipalities that we go and intervene on are those that are besieged by service delivery strike and protest. So we have to note this because this is the first time this committee interacted directly with the service delivery protest preventing us from doing our job. So I'm going to agree with Manupula and second the recommendation as well, Chair.
So the context, how do you put it? How do you phrase it? Because if you listen also to your good selves, honourable members, you are not necessarily negating each other. It's the matter of how do we phrase it that is a bone of contention. An emphasis is that the committee observed during their oversight visit in Mbabazani a service delivery protest of which an interaction was embarked upon between the municipality, the select committee delegation, and the service delivery and the communities of Mbabazani around service delivery protest. Part of what was resolved was to ensure that this matter be handled through the office of the MEC and SALGA district and the minister be finished with progress. I think it's an observation because I would really say, honestly speaking, remember, it's equally our responsibility as COCTA Select Committee to ensure that we don't just be seen as if we overlooked what transpired there. And I think let's appreciate what we did, because to some extent it will also be clear that as COCTA Select Committee, we are not just spectators. We directly interact when there are challenges. So I think maybe the phrasing, on the basis of that phrasing, is there any challenge?
Yes, Chair.
Honorable Nzimande.
Chairperson, you see, we don't have the better part of the analysis of the problem. That was not the municipality that was in protest. It was Ward 6 as presented to us, and everybody agreed, and section of Ward 6.
Yes.
Those people recognized service delivered in Ward 6,
yes.
In Zwelicha, to be specific,
yes.
Where they've received water, houses, and the problem is that their part, hasn't received a service deliver. So, Chair, that is why the province is concerned when we are to raise an issue as if the entire municipality, because that's not a fair sample of what is the reality of the municipality.
Can you assist us with phrasing of it? No. What we are saying is that it's advisable that we capture it, not necessarily to say with loud, but just to appreciate the role played by the NCOP to ensure that we intervene where there's a challenge.
Yeah, Chair. The problem is, Chair, personally, I have a different view in terms of this. My view is, I'm just communicating what I had to communicate. But the issue, Chair, and as I've said earlier on, that the intervention can make observation, but the meeting we held was, and we went out for Parliament, is what we are supposed to report on. So your guidance earlier on was fine to say we observed that there was this and that, but in that, once you recognize, it must be specific. What section of Ward 6?
Yeah.
Who felt that other part of Ward 6 received service delivery,
yeah.
and perhaps
caution.
Yes, in response to that, we recommended the follows. So I'm just like saying, but I have very different view. My view was that let's do a separate report, but I don't know if where we are able to then capture the entire state of service delivery, if that's what we want to do. That's my personal view, but the view is that the report must correctly reflect the state of affairs in that municipality.
I think officials, it's well captured, that let's be specific that the portion of Ward 6 that had a challenge of service delivery around water, electricity, housing, although most of the border part of the Ward 6 has access to these basic services. As the committee, we interacted with them, and we have agreed that within 14 days, the meeting be convened. We are not saying solutions per se, a meeting to discuss solutions to the outstanding be convened within 14 days with the MEC's office, the district municipality, and a report SALGA, and a report be furnished to the committee and the minister in that regard. Honorable Premier. With that context, honorable members, is there any different view? So it means you are in agreement, honorable Premier?
Yeah, fair. We are in agreement, Chairperson. Really, there's no need of not mentioning, because it's already there on news. For instance, if you can read the on session of Parliament, this is already there that the committee was blocked to enter the municipality. So we need to play around that. Thank you, Chairperson.
No, thank you very much for this also. Honourable members, with the amendment made, are we in agreement that we adopt the report? Thank you very much. Unanimously agreed. Can we then go to item number 5, consideration and adoption of the committee report, Umvoti. This one is around termination. We just take note. After the meeting with the stakeholders, the municipality and COCTA, we had another meeting which was also scheduled as part of our trip to get a report around the state of termination of interventions in various municipalities. So we are dealing with that report now. We'll start with Umvoti Municipality. Honorable Manopoul.
No, I'm proposing, Chair, because of 5 municipalities we dealt with it. We had to spend 2.5 or 3 hours interacting with the department. And I don't see it if you approach it one by one. I managed to check the recommendation. We interacted with the department, their clarity, their issues, and the issues that we raised with the department has been captured and summarized on all the 5 municipalities there. So I'm requesting that can we take it as one and then we deal with it in that manner.
I can see my honorable member is supporting by nodding his head that we deal with them as one concretized report instead of separating them. Remember, we had a lengthy discussion with them, details. If we have checked the recommendations, are we then in agreement that the report number 5, 6, 7, 8, nine, as tabled before us, gives. Are we in support of the recommendations on our monopoly?
I hereby, Chair, move for the adoption of the report, Chair, as we have.
There's a move for adoption of all reports that are tabled before us, especially around the interaction with COCTA. Any seconder? Chief, Honorable Chief, how are you?
I'm well, Chair.
All right. Any seconder? Honorable Kumbi?
So what I say?
Seconded.
Thank
so honorable members are saying this is the report that are tabled before us in terms of termination. But honorable Nzimande, even if it's off record, the communication specifically on submission of termination report before the committee, I think it's important. Remember, in most instances, there will always be termination letters to the office of the chair, but we don't necessarily get this opportunity of dealing directly with the termination report as part of the exit report for us to really make a determination of whether there's been skills transfer, of whether there's been a number of achievements out of the termination. So that tomorrow, when there's reinstatement of the termination, we are in a position to say, but in our previous exit, these are the issues that we highlighted. The same example is for the Indaka local municipality. There was intervention, March, there was termination of intervention, we never had the report, you know. Now recently, last week, we are from Indaka local municipality where they want to re-invoke Section 139.1b. So I'm just saying if you can just play a role in terms of facilitating through the office of the House Chair, of the Chairperson of NCOP, please.
That's correct.
Honorable members, I think this brings us to the end of the meeting. Allow me, Honorable Julius, you are so silent and so quiet, and it was really good. So are you saying strategically you must always organize a hot drink? On a lighter note, Honorable members, thank you very much. I hope this was a very fruitful discussion, and I want to thank and convey also our gratitude to members that were able to honor the oversight visit in KZN. Although we did receive the apologies for those that did not come, we also welcome your apologies for not being able there to honor it. But nonetheless, you are part of us. We did convey your apology to the stakeholders and everyone that knows you out there. Thank you very much, officials. Also, the meeting is officially adjourned.
Good. Honorable members, check your pigeon holes at 12:30. Your documents will be there.
Not a document, a file, a big file.